Hi, everybody. Neil Prendeville here. Before you jump into this podcast, I just wanted to take a moment to talk about something that affects far too many people across Cork and beyond. Homelessness isn't just about rough sleeping. It's about isolation. It's about people who feel invisible. Those trying to hold on to dignity when everything else has fallen away. Take Mark, for example. At just 19, he found himself without a home, living in his car. The cold, the loneliness, the uncertainty, it was relentless. But what kept him going wasn't a dry blanket or a hot cup of tea. It was kindness, someone noticing, someone caring. This Christmas, can you make that difference for someone else? Please visit corksimon.ie. Give what you can and help make Cork a warmer, kinder and more helpful place for everyone. Thank you.
Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Morning, KC. Morning, Vic. Welcome back. Hope you had a great Christmas. Do you know what? I had a lovely Christmas, actually.
Did you?
Lovely Christmas. Lovely New Year.
What did you do?
I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to be back at work.
I'm not.
I am.
I'm not.
I just, like, I'm sick of being fat.
Oh, no, I like
eating
that.
Eating my own body weight every day.
I know.
Like, just sitting around. Like, it's great, like, having time off. I love it. It's that side of it. But there comes a point where you go, I just kind of need a bit of routine in my life.
I know what you mean. Yeah, there is a bit of that. Have you still got the old tree up?
No, that came down, I think, 2 days after Christmas.
Are you joking me?
Whipped it down, clean, spring cleaned the whole gaff. Everything was back to normal.
It's Women's Little Christmas tomorrow.
Little Women's Christmas.
No, women.
No, we're little women. Women's. We're doing a 2 for 2. Hello. We all got drinking for a week. Little langers get found in a ditch.
It's Women's Little Christmas tomorrow. You can't take the stuff down until then.
Oh, it's well gone.
You want to come into my house? It's like a winter wonderland, so it is.
You're weird. Do you know that? You are so weird.
Why?
When it comes to Christmas, because it's like you didn't put your tree up till Christmas Eve.
The 23rd, 20... we put it up.
And now you're going to leave it up till, what, Paddy's Day?
Maybe.
The Brits, lads. The Brits, they're a strange breed.
No, I always leave it up until after Women's Little Christmas because I like to mark Women's Little Christmas.
What the hell is Women's Little Christmas?
Hang on a second.
I ask this every... I know, but what is it, though? I know it's...
It's a celebration.
Hang on a second.
Of all the hard work.
The women have done all the work and the turkey stuff and then...
Let me tell you something, mate.
Where's Big Fiend's Christmas?
There wouldn't be a present wrapped in my house if it wasn't for me. I can tell you that
much. In fairness, you do run the shop on Christmas, to be fair.
So we deserve a night out, no?
Yeah, but, like, you know, we put in a bit of work too, like, there's no doubt about
it. Yeah, well, you don't get your own little Christmas, we do. Next.
Ridiculous. Women's Little Christmas.
Did you say Little Women's Christmas?
Tiny Little Women from Little
Tiny
Island.
Tiny little two-inch women with the handbags.
Is that tonight or tomorrow?
No, tomorrow, yeah. 6th.
People are come off it. Like, what,
Just be very careful here.
No. The 6th of January. Are you really going to go out on the tear?
No, we're going out on the 10th.
Fair enough. So you're going to have a macchiato celebration tomorrow and then go hell for leather
all
on the 10th.
Girls, yeah.
How's that dry January looking?
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Right, the latest things. 2026 started with a bit of a bang of madness,
didn't it?
On the front of the papers this morning, Daily Mail are waking us up with "Do the right thing or else."
Yeah.
Trump's warning to the new leader of Venezuela.
Yeah.
Do you know, it was really, really important that America went into Venezuela and now has taken, you know, pretty much taken political control and authority of the country. You know, it's really important that that happened, especially because, you know, somebody needs to buy that, you know, or just mind that $17 trillion worth of oil they have
That's
stashed
right.
away. Just, they need, thank
Someone
God.
Someone needs to take ownership.
Thank God for America.
America. America. America.
So the reasons that he's gone in there, like, this, there's so many different things. Now, this is the other side of it. And I'm watching videos on Instagram on this all weekend. Like, there are thousands of Venezuelans out on the streets celebrating your man's arrest.
Yeah,
Because they have been living under some was somewhat of a dictatorship for the last 20-odd years or something.
Sounds that way, yeah. Maduro, yeah.
Yeah. So these are some of the key reasons that Trump has, the administration, initiated the move. So narco-terrorism, claiming that your man has been sending in, shipping in tons of stuff. From Venezuela only. Nowhere else. Not Mexico, not China, anywhere like that. Just Venezuela. Oil reserves, massive one. A response to election fraud. The US maintained that the July 2024 Venezuelan political election was rigged. And there's tons of other reasons. But that is the biggest story around this morning. And what is going to go on? They've put a new intern. Someone on work experience is going in there for a while, Vic. That is, a socialist leader will pay a bigger price if her, than her predecessor if she doesn't do the right thing, according to Trump.
Right.
So the right thing will be,
I know Donnacha O'Leary, Cork TD Donnacha O'Leary, has spoken up about it, and he's just basically said it represents a power grab to gain control of Venezuelan oil.
Okay, so this
now
means...
Now, this is according to Cork TD Donnacha O'Leary.
That means Cork can go in and take Kerry.
Well, there's a bit of oil around here, you know.
There is, yeah. Baby oil. that's about it. That's the only oil we have in Cork, isn't it?
No, there is some. There's some serious oil around, isn't there?
In Cork.
Like, if you're, am I going mad here now, lads? Haven't we got oil that's going to be sent through to France or something?
Oh, they think there's a huge amount of gas offshore, off the west of Ireland, like that we could pretty much fuel Europe for 30 years.
See?
Yeah.
See?
But like, let's just take Kerry today.
Okay.
Let's just go in and go, lads. We're taking Kerry.
Oh.
It's going to be like putting an extension onto the house.
Are we taking the county? Is
take
it?
Take the whole county.
We're taking another county.
Well, that's what like Trump can do it. We can do it, right?
KC, Happy New Year. The roads coming in from the east are fine. Now you're on about an oil reserve. There is supposed to be a massive oil reserve off Barry Row in West Cork, and taking over Kerry. Sure, isn't everybody from Cork originally?
How is that now? Oh, do you know what? He's right.
Davis.
He's got a theory.
There was never a maternity hospital in Kerry till the 90s, so it's wherever you were dropped.
Hey, I like it.
So hang on a second. So most people from Kerry were born in Cork.
Cork.
Oh, so they're technically Cork people.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Someone is saying the fat arse. What is the fat arse mile?
Do you know what happened?
The fat arse mile in Middleton. Have you ever heard of that before?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Fat ass. Is that right?
That?
Can somebody please explain the fat arse mile in Middleton?
Is that a spelling mistake?
No, I hope it is.
The fat arse mile in Middleton.
That's either spelled correct. And if it is, we're christening that area the fat arse mile from this moment onwards.
I want to know what it is.
Brendan, where's the fat arse mile? And It's like a skating rink anyway. If you're local, you'll know what it is. He's saying go back to bed.
He is, yeah.
Okay, 7 days to go until Love Island is back on ITV. That show is back if you're a fan.
That's right.
40 days to Valentine's, everybody. I seen that all the Valentine's stuff is in the shops already, Victoria.
It's not.
It is, yeah.
Are you joking?
Mop buckets and hoovers and everything already in. They're already in the shops. It's absolutely incredible.
You're some langer. Do you know that? You are. He's come back. It's 2026. And guess what? He's still a langer.
Still a langer.
Here we go, lads. Another 12 months of this now.
Sorry about that, lads. Only a joke. Only a joke. today... If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Vinnie Jones, who is 61. Marilyn Manson, the goth rock singer, is 57. Brian Warner is his name. Was he in The Wonder Years? Remember that?
Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson was the geeky lad with the glasses. That's what everyone said years ago. And you celebrate with Bradley Cooper, who is 51 years of age. It is 7:13 in the morning. I'll get you some stories in a moment, and I want to do a little demonstration of our new game. It's called Winning Words. I got a message here that said the fat arse mile in Middleton is a skating rink, according to Brendan. He said, go back to bed. Right. I questioned the fat arse mile. What is that? It's called the fat arse mile. It got its name when it opened because everybody was out walking on it.
Is that a true story?
That's why it's called.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yes.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Red FM Breakfast with Casey. Yeah, there's Rory O'Hagan. Hello, Horsheen. How are you? There's Victoria Nichols. Morning, gang. I don't know what your mindset is for 2026, but maybe we can all adapt the mindset of Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Okay, and this is Johnny's approach to 2026.
Why hate, man? You know, it's an expensive emotion. Hating requires a lot of caring.
Why hate? Hating.
I totally agree.
Requires caring.
I've been on the love train for years.
for those of you battling your own Amber Heards. Why hate? Let's go. The Gritters of Cork have been out, giving it socks, giving it salt.
Fair play, lads.
We thought with a little pun day game to officially name our Cork Gritters this morning. What have you got for us, Cork? 0868 104 106. Victoria?
I've got...
We can't use Gary Gritter.
Oh,
sorry.
Can't we? No, all right, no. That was good. What about Sleddy Mercury?
Sleddy Mercury, I like.
That's good.
Salter Mitty?
Yes. Nice. I actually had a Salt Disney.
Salt Disney is really good. Again, we're trying to name the Gritters and Gritting Department of Cork County Council.
Come on,
here.
Lads.
Kieran Culkin. Clearin Culkin. Nice. Does that work?
Hey, I like it. Yeah.
And you can put snow. Anything with Joe, you can put snow in front of. Snow Rogan.
I like that.
Snow Pesci. Snow Duffy, good afternoon.
The greatest snowman.
Snowy Tribbiani.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
How you doing?
Snow Duffy is my favourite.
Snow Duffy wins it.
What about Brad Grit?
Brad Grit is brilliant. Thanks for that.
I can't take the credit for that. That's Claire. Claire, you're on the ball.
Claire, nice work. Snogan Paul. Does it work for the Gritters in Cork if we call them Chili Eilish? That's pretty good. Igloo Azalea.
Oh, you've got some really good ones.
I've got some great listeners, Vic. Top of the pile. They will now officially be known in Cork as Sleetwood Mac.
Yay!
We've got some Cork Gritters onto us. I'm one of the City Council Gritters who's been out all night trying to make our road safe. Yes, thank you for your service, sir.
Well done, John. Thank you.
So let's give him a nickname.
John.
Krista Iceberg.
There we go.
Yes.
What else have we got?
I've got Snow Rider.
Snow Rider. Oh, Snow Rider.
Blarney. And this is brilliant. This is from our friend Dave in Norway. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, Dave. Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, they're brilliant, lads.
Yes, hat tip to our Gritters who've been out. Rory McIlroy has been back hanging out with Roy Keane. So he's been talking about the abuse. You know the Ryder Cup abuse, Rory?
There was a lot of it.
You know, just basically talking about how he dealt with the whole thing.
McIlroy's won all the big prizes. Do you think he's going to be upset by a few people? It's ridiculous. And then they get upset because of their partners. Let me tell you what you said to your partner. If I was a golfer and my partner was getting abused, I said to my partner, my wife and my girlfriend, going, just stay at the hotel, love. Right, see, so you got a lovely new outfit, you got a new belt, you got a new handbag. And I'm going, I'm getting loads of stick. Well, go home.
Right.
Couldn't you imagine him?
I think only dolphins and dogs and Cork people heard that one.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.
Hey, we've got a new game.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Powlett Off, North Point Business Park and Mahon Point Retail Park.
So we want to make it easier for you to win some money on the show. Winning words, 4 words to €1,000 in cash. Victoria, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
There's Shawnee, boy. How are you, kid?
Good morning.
Shawnee's in Middleton. Shawnee, have you left the gaff yet at all, have you?
I have. I'm actually in work there now up in Little Island.
Okay. Oh, very good. How was your spin-up?
Icy. Very, very icy.
Yeah.
Good man. What do you work at, Shawnee?
I'm up in Hose Tech there in Little Island.
Hose Tech for all your hose needs.
All your hose needs.
Jose and Hose B. What do you do in Hose Tech? Tell me exactly.
I'm in production, so I'm doing a lot of pharmaceutical side of things, making stuff for their machinery and all that stuff.
You never know what's going on in Cork, Shawnee, do you?
No.
You just don't know the things people are up to in producing and manufacturing. Fair play to you. Shawnee, Victoria, this is Shawnee.
All right, Shawnee.
You hold the grand in your hand.
Okay.
For Shawnee. Victoria,
yes.
This is the bit of the game where you put your headphones down and leave and go into the next room where it is completely silent and you can't hear a thing. And we wish you well. Shawnee, let's play.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
Shawnee, I'm going to give you some words. You need to give me a matching word that goes with that word. Vic will come back. If she gives you the same four, you're going to win €1,000.
Sounds good.
Okay, word number one, train.
Tracks.
Paper.
Clip.
Good man. Butter.
Knife.
House.
Hold.
Ooh, nice.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
Vic, will you go get Victoria to give her a nod there?
Vic.
You need to go outside. She can't hear you. She's in that other little room there. We need to get her back. Vic. Back in the house. Come on, Vic. What I'll have for tomorrow is rather than sending her to the other part of the building, I'll get some headphones with some banging techno or something so she can't hear what's going on. Welcome home.
Hello.
How are you? We missed you.
How did he get on?
Well, we've got four words from Shawnee here.
All right.
If you match the four, Vic.
Yeah.
He's going to win €1,000.
Okay, I'm going to try my best for you, Shawnee. All right.
I asked Shawnee to match a word with train.
Train.
Okay. What did he say?
Train tracks.
That's one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Paper
clip.
Two to a grand.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Shawnee.
He's getting sweaty now.
Sweaty Betty. Butter. This one's pretty obvious. Butter.
Knife.
Yes. Come on. First game on winning words. For €1,000.
Yeah.
Now, for this word, I had a particular word that I think goes with house.
Right.
But the word is house. If I say house, you say?
Music.
Oh, no!
What did he say?
He said household.
Oh, that was a good answer. Good answer, Shawnee.
House music. Shawnee, I'm so sorry. Vic goes to your grand, buddy.
Sorry, Shawnee.
We'll go again.
We'll go again.
But we can't do it right now, but we will have you back, Shawnee.
We will, yeah. That was a good guess, though. Household is a good answer.
Shawnee, thanks for playing, man. You got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors, and we'll get you back again for another rip at that, okay?
Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much.
All right, Shawnee. Take it handy,
cheers,
man.
Cheers, guys.
It's Shawnee from Middleton.
Oh.
Household was what he said. I needed
house. Said music.
I would have said house or house party.
Oh yeah, house party was in my head to say as well, yeah.
If you want to play this game tomorrow, text the word and your name to 0868104106 if you're free tomorrow to give it a go. Four words to a grand.
Yeah.
You're going to be under serious pressure. Listen, but we'll rotate it between yourself and Rory, okay?
That's fine.
Let's see if we can get you a handy, cheeky €1,000.
Yeah,
it's
back
tomorrow morning with thanks to Easy Living Interiors.
Let's go. With McDonald's, chilly commute, warm up with a McDonald's cappuccino.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic's over there, VIP's time.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Very sad news from Jesse Nelson's family in camp this morning. The Little Mix star. What's going on, Vic?
She revealed over the weekend that her twin babies are unlikely to ever be able to walk. They've basically been diagnosed with a really rare genetic condition. This is what she had to say.
After the most grueling 3-4 months and endless appointments, the girls have now been diagnosed with a severe muscle disease called SMA type 1. Essentially what it does is over time it kills the muscles in the body, and if it's not treated in time, your baby's life expectancy will not make it past the age of 2.
Oh my God, imagine being faced with something like that.
It is absolutely horrific, and my heart goes out to her. I can't even imagine facing into that.
Yeah. She did put that up on her Instagram the other day.
She did,
And she, because so many of her fans and the little mixers, as they're known, have been messaging to, you know, because she has been giving people kind of little updates of, yeah, oh, we're in hospital quite a lot and we're doing a lot of tests and, yeah, whatnot. But that is what's going on. Now, it is treatable,
yes,
to a degree, but
there's a time limit. I, yeah, think
there is. They need to act, yeah, on it pretty quickly.
Wishing but, them all the best, though.
Yeah, Jesse, that's very sad news.
It is. Traitors, if you're a Traitors fan, Traitors UK is back. Barrister Hugo has become the first traitor to be banished in a shock early exit, which left viewers stunned over the weekend. Have a listen.
Hugo, you have received the most votes. You are banished from the castle. Will you now please reveal, are you a faithful or are you a traitor?
Kais, you're sending home someone who has the forensic skills to find the traitors. You're all super smart, lovely people. I am a traitor!
Brilliant.
His, yeah, name is Hugo and you go. You must.
That's it.
You,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He's here anyway, and then we had the brilliant Rory McIlroy and Roy Keane on the Overlap podcast over the weekend. Rory basically came back on to gift something really nice to Roy after Roy taking the mickey over the Masters.
Yeah, well there's a bit of grief between them over there.
There is.
You know, he didn't sign a thing for him when he was a kid.
That's right.
Yeah.
I came here with a peace offering. He's suffering.
Yes.
Just to clear any. Clear. You know,
well done, Rory. You're the, so, bigger, you're the bigger man, Rory.
Some cash for me. No.
This is a flag from the Masters.
Wow.
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 There you go.
Oh, wow.
Can't say I'm not jealous.
No. Oh, everyone else, you're all going to get
nice
it.
Nice one, Rory.
Oh, that's fine. What's it say, Roy?
That's incredible.
Let me read it out, Ian.
Okay. Thanks for all the great memories watching United over the years. Rory McIlroy, Masters champion. An extraordinary player of golf ever to live.
Nah, I don't know.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm sure Roy was delighted with that.
He was.
Yeah?
But he did
was
say,
he?
Yeah.
Did he even crack a smile over it?
Yeah, he did crack a smile, yeah.
I'm stunned. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
KC, love waking up in Cork.
Hi, everybody. Neil Prendeville here. Before you jump into this podcast, I just wanted to take a moment to talk about something that affects far too many people across Cork and beyond. Homelessness isn't just about rough sleeping. It's about isolation. It's about people who feel invisible. Those trying to hold on to dignity when everything else has fallen away. Take Mark, for example. At just 19, he found himself without a home, living in his car. The cold, the loneliness, the uncertainty, it was relentless. But what kept him going wasn't a dry blanket or a hot cup of tea. It was kindness, someone noticing, someone caring. This Christmas, can you make that difference for someone else? Please visit corksimon.ie. Give what you can and help make Cork a warmer, kinder, and more helpful place for everyone. Thank you.